I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
This is the Busted Open Podcast. You can listen to the full show Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon Eastern on Sirius XM Fight Nation Channel 156.
Welcome to the Busted Open Podcast. This is Dave LaGreca. On today's episode, myself and Thunder Rosa get into AEW's All Access and the women's division and Dr. Britt Baker. Also, we get into Impact Wrestling and what's the future of Mickie James and that Impact Knockouts World Championship. A lot to talk about on a Friday edition of the Busted Open Podcast.
Whether you're shopping for grads, getting an early gift for dad, or just looking for a little something new or used for your shelf, you'll find it at HPB. And you'll get almost everything for an extra 20% off during the big sale at Half Price Books this Memorial Day weekend. Saturday, May 25th through Monday, May 27th, save big in-store at your local Half Price Books and at HPB.com. Offer cannot be combined with other coupons. Exclusions apply. To learn more, visit HPB.com.
Reese's peanut butter cups are the greatest, but let me play devil's advocate here. Let's see. So, no, that's a good thing. that's definitely not a problem. Reese's, you did it. You stumped this charming devil.
Jake from State Farm here, hanging out with Mel's Mow and Grow. Mel chose State Farm for small business insurance because his local agent is a small business owner, too. So she knew how to help him personalize his policies. And now, he's rolling in the green. Like a good neighbor. Guys, I'm trying to do the line.
Oh, sorry, Jake.
It's all good. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
You know, man, I want to give a shout out to Alvaro and Alex in the commentary table. We were there, especially Alvaro and I, we did commentary for 5 hours straight. 5 hours, David. And we did a lot of stuff with ROH. There were really great matches on ROH. If you guys haven't subscribed, please subscribe. It is very important. I think some of the people here that come to ROH are not being feature in Elevation or Dark, and some of the matches in ROH are pretty darn awesome. And I'll speak especially with the women's division ROH. I'm very impressed in the last couple of weeks with what I saw. You know, Dynamite was really entertaining. I really enjoy the segment with Sting. I love when Sting talks. Sorry, he's one of my favorites. And Darby Allin and MJF. And again, I love going to Milwaukee, especially in the spring and summer. It's always really nice. I like walking around the market and stuff. So, yes, I've been working at AEW for some that continue to ask me continuously on my socials that I'm not showing up to work. I've been going to AEW for over 2 months now. Like you mentioned, David, I heard you mentioning a couple of times doing commentary. I'm doing commentary now. That's my new position. I'm going to talk about my injury. I have not been cleared. There's more things that have happened in the last couple of weeks. I've gotten in the ring. Unfortunately, the pain is still there. And And it's very frustrating because I want to get in the ring and I want to do what I do best. That is, you know, wrestle. And to get that opportunity again, if life gives me that opportunity to, like, you know, be able to do things. But I know there's been a lot of controversy in the last couple of weeks, and Thunder Rosa name has been trending on Twitter, which I don't know because I don't use Twitter, but I get constant messages from my friends that I am number one trending on Sunday night, or it is just so weird. And I know we have All Access, which has steer a lot of the stuff that, you know, I tried to put aside because it was, you know, very painful. And I know some of you guys, the listeners, I think you are a little tired of me quote unquote complaining. This is not a complaint. I don't want to make it a complaint. I don't want to make this about me. I want to make this about focusing in the AEW women's division, which I am very impressed with some of the matches that have happened in the last couple of weeks, especially with our champion, Jamie Hayter, which is one of the hardest hitting women in the world. And Rio and Emi Sakura, one of my favorite matches in Rampage. We are seeing some of the really different matchups. And some of these matches have been really, really awesome. And I feel like, you know, it's taking a backseat because people are talking about this. And I know you guys have a video that you guys wanted to play before we continue on to other things, David.
Yeah, I know. There's a video that Paul, our producer, put out on social media at Busted Open Radio. Also a story on our Instagram account as well of you addressing this situation at our WrestleMania party when we are out in L.A. And I know it's got to be frustrating for you in a lot of ways because you just mentioned All Access, and we're three shows in with All Access, and probably the main storyline on that show has been you, even though you're not currently in the ring wrestling. And I've been lucky enough to appear on two of those three episodes.
Look at you.
Yeah. But seriously, like, I know it's got to be hard for you. But at the same time, I will say this. Watching All Access, and I'll even go back to this past episode, this past Wednesday, you know, and we had Britt on last week. And I know Britt's big bone of contention was about you not being there during that time that you were injured and couldn't defend the AEW Women's Championship. And Tony Schiavone on the last episode of All Access was like, you know, Britt, move on. You got to get over it. And she was like, well, and he goes, it's not we, it's you. You need to, like, focus, and you need to, you know, you need to move on. And if you don't mind, Thunder, I'd like to play that clip from All Access this past Wednesday with Britt and Tony Schiavone, if we have it.
No, absolutely. Go ahead.
He admitted that stripping the title from Thunder Rosa may have to be an option.
That doesn't mean he's going to, but it may have.
Well, why would he put that in the atmosphere if he wasn't considering it?
Maybe there's something about her injury that I don't know. Maybe she won't be able to come back for a long time. And if she can't come back for a long time, we got to have somebody that you can't just keep having an interim champion month after month after month, I wouldn't think.
Tony hasn't really said anything about Thunder Rosa and her title and her status or stripping it or not stripping it. And since we're so close to the pay-per-view, that question really is on everybody's mind. Her salary is here. She's the champion here. But you're not here ever.
Get over her, for crying out loud.
We can't.
No, don't say we can't.
No,
you need to get over her.
But we are stuck right now. The entire locker room is upset.
We just move forward. No one says, it's Thunder Rosa coming back.
You guys move forward.
Right.
But then when Toni Storm comes out the curtain, you're still calling her interim champion. So we're not moving forward.
And we could cut it right there because I find that very interesting because. Mm-hmm. You were the interim AEW Women's Champion. You were injured. You couldn't defend the championship.
Yeah.
After, I think, a three-month period at that time, Tony Khan, stripped you of the championship. But at the same time, we had just seen that in the men's division with CM Punk. CM Punk was the AEW World Champion. Couldn't defend the championship, right? Was out for the entire summer, and Jon Moxley was the interim champion from June 8th to August 24th. I didn't hear people yelling and screaming about why isn't, you know, Jon Moxley the AEW world champion, and why is CM Punk still the interim champion? Because of injury. That's what happened. That was Tony Khan's decision. And that's something that I brought up Thunder to Britt when we had her on last week. I said, well, that's not Thunder's decision. That's Tony Khan's decision to keep the championship on Thunder. And then it was Tony Khan's decision to ultimately, you know, take the championship because you were going to be out for a specific length of time. But but again, I don't understand why you're thrown into that, because that's not your decision. That's Tony Khan's decision. And it was Tony Khan's decision.
You know, first and foremost, I want to make sure that people understand that at the beginning of all this drama, everybody was speculating that I wasn't hurt. It started with that. And then it was proven that I was hurt. There's MRIs. They talked to my doctor. I had multiple epidurals. And till now, I'm still not clear. I had another MRI last week, and, you know, the pain's still there. Third of all, for me personally, I wanted to drop the title the day that they told me I couldn't wrestle because I was going to be out for 4 to 6 weeks. And you're absolutely right. My boss made that decision. He said, you are going to be the champion, and we will have an interim champion. I wanted to make it, for me, as a competitor, I wanted to make it fair. So my peers had an opportunity to defend the championship, because it wasn't fair that I wasn't there and I wasn't going to be there. And, you know, I was going to hold the title. I think the problem comes, and I think this is a question that was raised. It was Mish not showing up. I wasn't booked to go there, you know? And when I got the news that I was not, that I wasn't going to keep the title, it like really caught me by surprise. And I was like, oh, today is the day. Okay. I wasn't able to go. I wasn't there to be able to get in the ring and say, guys, unfortunately we made a decision, you know, here's a title. Thank you very much for the opportunity to like, let me, you know, represent. It wasn't, that opportunity wasn't given to me. Give me the note. I have a little note that I would like to read just to make sure that it's very clear, but that's pretty much it. And I want to make sure, David, that we focus on the women's division now. There's the Outcast, and there is this storyline with Jamie Hayter, Britt Baker, and all the people here. I'm not there in the ring. I'm not a superhero to be able to get in the ring. Like I said, we got to respect the people that are now representing the company. I am representing the company in a different manner, you know? And like I said, I have talked to the locker room, and I took accountability for the things that that some people had issues with me. And I went out there and apologized. And that's the best thing that I can do, because I want to make money. I want to make sure that I am able to work with everyone, regardless if we have any issues or not. At the end of the day, I'm booked to wrestle, right? Unfortunately, I can't wrestle right now. I don't know if it's just because the kind of person that I am. Like I said, I'm human. I don't pretend to be a superhuman or superhero. I'm not here to be a martyr, and I don't want to be one. I don't want to be a victim. Everything that I've done in wrestling is to provide for my family. And every time I get in the ring, I have sacrificed my body just like everybody else. And unfortunately, it was very taxing. Right now, there's no storyline between Britt Baker and I. And let me tell you, David, God is my witness. Every morning and every night before I go to sleep, I pray to God that when I get clear, there's one thing I want to do and one thing only. And that is not to get the championship or the TBS or the women's championship, but there's one thing, and settle this in the ring for once and for all. And that's to wrestle Britt Baker and show the world what a real professional wrestler is. That's all I have to say about this.
And the only reason why I brought it up, and I didn't want to bring it up because we've talked about it so many times, is because it's playing out on TV every week right after Dynamite in All Access. And we had Britt Baker on last week. And Britt Thunder, I asked her the question, and she said it. She goes, I never question. She said on our show, she never questioned your injury. She knows you're injured. You know, I brought up about the interim championship not being, that's not your decision. That was Tony Khan's decision. She said, I get it. I completely understand it. But her whole thing is like, why isn't she here? Well, I think you just answered it, Thunder. You're not booked. If you're not booked, I mean, there's a lot that goes into it. Airfare, hotel, there's like, you know, all that stuff has to be done for somebody to be there. You, that wasn't provided for you. You're not going to go. Now that you're doing commentary, it is. And you're there every week. To me, it's open and shut and let's move on. And I love the fact that what you said, because I said that to Britt as well, Thunder, is you and Britt in the ring make magic. My yeah. all-time favorite women's match, and I said it to Britt, and I'll say it again, one of my all-time favorite matches, and it's in my top 10, is the Lights Out match between you and Britt Baker. You guys made history that night. That's to me, that may be the greatest AEW match in history.
Yeah.
And it's between that match and Cody and Dustin. To me, those are the two greatest matches in AEW history. So I want to see you two back in the ring. And the fact that you just said that, forget about championship titles and everything else. The only thing you want is to be back in the ring with Britt Baker. I think that's all that needs to be said. And I hope that it happens as well.
Yeah, listen, David, there's been in the history of wrestling, there's been real feuds, like blood feuds. People hate each other. And they've been able to capitalize on that, right? Because it's done in the proper way. Some of the stuff have been very, very personal. And these performers were able to put that on the side and make what is best for business. Is that right? So, like I said, this has given me a lot of perspective. And for some people, they were jumping in like, you got to say something. You got to do a tweet. And like, no, I'm not going to do that because I have a lot of respect for all the women right now, all the women that are at AEW that are putting their bodies on the line every week. And I'm talking about Ruby Soho. I'm talking about Saraya. I'm talking about, you know, our former champion, Toni Storm. I'm talking about Jamie Hayter, who is the champion. And which, like I said, she's one of the best wrestlers in the world. I'm talking about even Britt Baker, who's like been wrestling there too. Rio, every single one of them, every single, our champion from ROH. Like, they are one night in and night out. I'm calling their matches. I'm seeing how they're growing as performers, and it's beautiful to see it. And it's beautiful for me to watch as an spectator and as a commentator. Another one, Willow, who I've seen, you know, rise to the top. Like, people love Willow. One time she came out and all the people were standing up dancing. I was like literally crying because I was so happy for her. And I, you know, there's various people that I love to wrestle when I come back. Athena, like I said, our champion is number one. I wrestled her 30 minutes in Chicago and it was awesome. But this is not about me. This is, you know, that we need to give respect to the women that are in the locker room. And like I said, I am not going to speak ill of any of my coworkers. And if people have issues with me, you know, that I can't do nothing. I went there. I'm open to talk to anyone. And I said it before and I'll continue to be open.
Well, and Thunder, I mean, I think that's in any business. Even here on this show, I got to work with producer Paul. I hate that son of a bitch, but we still do our best to make magic on the air every day. And we work together to do that. So I can understand where you're coming from.
This is former UFC champion Chris Weidman. Do you want to feel what it's like to get in the octagon with me? Right now, we are bringing the hardest hitting MMA talk on the planet to your podcast feeds with Won't Back Down, a SiriusXM podcast. Every Monday, I'm speaking my mind and taking you inside combat sports like no one else. Every tap, every snap, and whatever else is on my mind. Download Won't Back Down right now on SiriusXM, Stitcher, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcast. Won't Back Down.
And I want to get into what we heard last night on Impact Wrestling, and that's our very own Mickie James. Mickie James, as I always introduce her each and every Wednesday here on Busted Open, as your Impact Knockouts World Champion. Unfortunately, she's injured as well, Thunder, not able to compete in the triple threat match that's planned for Rebellion this Sunday. against Jordynne Grace and Deonna Purrazzo, and she last night on Impact relinquished that championship. So let's go back to Impact Wrestling and listen to what Mickie James had to say.
With Rebellion right around the corner, and with this injury as that reminder, I have to do what's right for business. I have to do what's right for this championship. I have to do what's right for that locker room. With all that being said, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for this last rodeo. Thank you for making me believe in me all over again. It's been really special, and I'm forever grateful. But I just got off the phone with the doctor, and unfortunately, I am not clear to compete at Rebellion. I am a woman of my word. Deonna, Jordynne, it's your time now.
Wow. I mean, strong words from Mickie James, Thunder, and you can hear the emotion in her voice. I know how much that championship means to her. I know how much that last rodeo meant to her in that match with Jordynne Grace when she won that championship. And yeah, she even just said, this is your time now. And Deonna Purrazzo and Jordynne Grace know what it's like to hold that championship. And I think, you know, Mickie right now is saying, all right, this is your division for the time being. And I'm glad she had the opportunity to do that last night, to give up that championship, to do it her way. And I'm looking forward to that match between Jordynne Grace and Deonna Purrazzo on Sunday.
You know, there's other stuff, of course, we didn't mention right now on, but we didn't put here for the bit. But if you guys get to see the whole segment, I think you should. She talks about being a veteran and her age and how she, even though she goes in there and when she defends and she stands on the stage and does wrestling, she feels like she's 20 years old. Her body doesn't feel like it's 20 years old. And I can tell you that it's like, I'm 30, I'm about to hit 37 too. It doesn't feel the same, man. And you're competing with women that are 15, 20 years younger than you. And the way that she acknowledged that, that is, it's harder for her to do certain things. And I think the segment was done beautifully. I like how somber it was. It was just, everything was dark. It was Rebellion in the background, and it was the light on her as she's telling this compelling story of her not being able to defend the title, and she has to relinquish the title. It really moves a nerve for a lot of people. I think in this aspect, the fact that she was able to give her peace, he got the time to say what she needed to say, and also to acknowledge those who are, you know, who are supposed to wrestle her, and now she say, this is your time. It is very powerful. That's one of the things that I really love about the Impact Knockouts division. That's one of the things that I see they're doing really, really well out there is they're able to give them time to do stuff like this. And it's very, very important because it really values them as performers.
Yeah. And I love what she said, because she didn't make it about her. She made it about, like you said, the pay-per-view on Sunday and Deonna and Jordynne Grace and the importance of that championship. You know, Mickie does our show every Wednesday, and I love Mickie James as a person, as a performer. She knows what it takes to be a champion, but she also knows what it takes, you know, for the health of this business and the health of Impact Wrestling. And I know more than anything, she wants this to work. And like you just did with AEW, putting over the women's division, because the women's division is really strong right now with Impact Wrestling. So I'm glad that she had that opportunity to do it. And I thought she did it. I thought she killed it last night. And I know that must have been very, very difficult and hard for her to do.
Yeah, I mean, if we're talking about the last rodeo. This is a long storyline that she went through hell and back as she searches for the title. And then when she obtains the title, that's the worst thing that can happen to you. You're so, there's a lot of storylines, things that they were supposed to develop, but unfortunately, like I said, we're not superhuman and we're putting our bodies in the line. And during tapings, I think she mentioned that during our party, she was hurt when she was wrestling. And then she found out like what was wrong with her. And she was able to come and represent the title in WrestleCon. But the reality is this, she is not clear to wrestle. And as she mentioned, I have to do what is good for business and I have to leave the title here. And it's their guys' time. So Deonna and Jordan, who I know they're going to put a banger of a match. They're going to fight now for this title. That is big.
And you know what? We're going to see that opportunity happen again. And I think the same with you, Thunder. I think we're going to see that opportunity happen again. Busted Open is part of the SiriusXM Sports Podcast Network. If you enjoyed this episode and want to hear more, please give a 5-star rating and leave a review. Subscribe today wherever you stream your podcast. Catch the full 3 hours of Busted Open Monday through Saturday at 9 a.m. Eastern on SiriusXM Foundation, channel 156. Go to SiriusXM.com/BustedOpenTrial to start your free trial today.
I know how to run a hair salon, but for small business insurance, I chose my State Farm agent. She's a small business owner too, so she knew how to help me personalize my policies. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Talk to an agent today.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.